Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. And before we move right into this terrific show today, I want to say that Fisher Poets Gathering happening this weekend could use a few more volunteers. And there are some terrific time slots available at different venues here in Astoria. You get a Fisher Poets button to attend the events. And so you can go to Fisher Poets Gathering website, and there's a way to sign up online for a three-hour slot, and that would be very helpful to this iconic event here in Astoria. So thank you very much for helping Fisher Poets Gathering. And now, today we are going to be talking about the Assistance League. Is it still working?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Today we are going to be talking about the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. This incredibly wonderful nonprofit organization does great things for our young people in Clatsop County. It's a national organization. This is a chapter here, and they do, well, we'll talk about all the different things they do from, we'll hear about that from my guest today. I have in the studio Jessica Newhall. Jessica is the incoming president of the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Donna. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for rolling with these little technological difficulties.
Oh, we're resilient here on the coast.
That's exactly right. And I also have the luminous Becky Johnson from Vintage Hardware.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Before we talk about the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, why don't you tell the listening audience, please, a little bit about each of you? So, Jessica, let's start with you.
Great. Thanks for having me here. It's always fun to be on your show. I feel like I've worn many hats in this studio, and so I'm really excited to be here on behalf of the Assistance League. I have been on the North Coast for about 10 years now, and as you mentioned, I'm the incoming president for Assistance League. I don't have children myself, and so was looking for an opportunity or a way to give back to our community, and the Assistance League is a wonderful organization of women and a few men who brave to join us. That I felt like I could just immediately join and get active with and make a difference in our community. I have been in the professional world for 20 years and am a business consultant. Right now, I am a part-time business advisor at the Clatsop Community College Small Business Development Center. Most recently, I sold my business, The Loft at the Red Building, to Brianna Smith, which left me with some free time. And so I'm really excited to be working super local right now, and both through the Assistance League and through the Small Business Development Center.
Terrific. Thank you. And Becky.
Well, thank you again for hosting us today. My name is Becky Johnson. I'm one of the co-owners of Vintage Hardware. I moved down to the coast from the Seattle area in 2005. Vintage Hardware is going to be celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. And like Jessica said, as a community store and business, we found a way that we could give back to the community as well by hosting a pop-up shop that evolves every 30 days on the second Saturday Art Walk. So this month, we're hosting the Assistance League.
And I just have to say that you and your partner, Paul Tudor, have with Vintage Hardware, not only is it something which is so helpful to people who are restoring some of our beautiful old homes here in Astoria and throughout this area, but it also really is a draw and brings people in from all over the region. I mean, Vintage Hardware is pretty famous, I think.
Thank you. We try our best. We have a wonderful time.
You never know what you're going to find there. And now you can actually find accessories which benefit the Assistance League. But before we start talking about the pop-up at Vintage Hardware, which is going to remain there, which is open now and which will be there until March 7th, Jessica, let's give folks a little background into the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. What is it? What's the mission? How does it function?
Absolutely. So the Assistance League is a national organization made up of 120 chapters throughout the United States. The Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific is one of actually the largest rural chapters in the United States. We have 100 members here, and our mission is to build resilience and self-esteem within children who are in need. So children who may not have access to some of the more basic things that we sometimes take for granted. So good shoes, a full set of clothing, clean clothing to wear to school. And our focus is to give children a better chance in life through the different programs that we run. And the outcome that we're hoping to get from these programs is, you know, things like better attendance. And I was talking to Jeff Roberts, who's principal of the high school in Seaside, and I said, Jeff, what's the kind of most important thing that Assistance League can bring to local children in need? And he said, hope. He said confidence. And I feel like every time we dress a child, we are taking a step towards giving them that opportunity.
Let's talk about then, when you say dress a child, let's talk about what that means.
Yeah, so our core program that we operate is called Operation School Bell. So in Clatsop County, we will clothe 750 kids this coming year. And that's not individual children. We do two dressings, one in spring and one in fall. So we're just coming into our spring dressing. But we spend on average $100 per child in each of those dressings. And that's enough clothing to provide two new outfits in fall, a jacket, socks, underwear, tennis shoes. You know, really giving them a full set of clothing, new clothing. We don't do secondhand clothing. We really think that for a lot of these kids, it's the first time they've ever had anything new of their own. And you should just see their smiles when they try on these clothes, when they discard old, worn, you know, maybe they're the third kid who've worn tennis shoes that have holes in them, and they get to put on their brand new set of kicks. And just the smile that they have as they walk down the hallway and the confidence and the spring in their step is incredible.
And you do it for what ages?
So we actually clothe all five school districts K through 12. So we have various levels of program for elementary, junior high, and high school students.
And you said that the need is growing.
We've seen a 25% increase in the need identified by the schools since 2014. So that's a big increase in our community. And it's not that, the children are identified by their school counselor. This isn't done on any sort of numerical basis for us, that we go to the schools and say, you know, here's the approximate budget that we have to clothe children, What is your need? And they identify how many students they have that are kind of at risk or in need and come back to us with that number. And we work with them to make sure that those children get clothed.
And how do you get the clothing? I mean,
so we shop local. We have, we're very lucky. We have 100 members in Clatsop County, and we have an incredible supporter network outside of that. Everything from, donors to our various fundraisers that raise funds. And then we try and shop as much as we can locally. For the elementary school children, we have a warehouse in Warrenton where we stock up for fall and spring. And Deneen Lathine is our chairperson on that this year, and she's done an incredible job. I was just in the warehouse the other day looking at all of the elementary school clothing that we have in the warehouse right now, and it just brings such a smile to your face to envision a child, being able to wear some of these really, super cute outfits, and you can just imagine the confidence there. And then for junior high and high school, we actually take them shopping locally. So for the junior high and high school, we either shop at Ross or Ter Harst is a wonderful partner to us, and as well as Nike, the outlet in Seaside. We do a Nike night for the boys where the outlet mall donates a DJ, and we have pizza, and so the high school boys get to come and get basketball shoes and just have an incredible shopping experience for them. So I think that's one of the unique things for the junior high and high school children is that we're not choosing their clothing for them. They really are getting their own shopping experience. They get to, you know, they don't all go to school wearing the same uniform or the same outfit of donated clothing. They get to be unique and have their personality shine through, and that's so ties to our mission.
And we know that self-esteem and self-confidence make all the difference.
Make a huge difference.
They do. They do. And Becky, you wanted to add something about that.
Right. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to clothe one of a wonderful young lady from Broadway Middle School. And I took away so much from that. My kids are in that district. And most of those girls I've known maybe since kindergarten and didn't realize perhaps that there was a need out there. And once I had that experience and saw the joy and the thankfulness and the pride that that opportunity gives to these young ladies and gentlemen, it's a feeling you'll never forget, and it's extremely important for these kids.
And so how do you raise the funds for Operation School Bell, which is that's your core program? How do you raise the funds then, Jessica, to purchase clothes? Because it sounds like you have a warehouse, you purchase clothes on sale, you work with local retailers, and so how does that happen?
Yeah, so we have a multi-pronged fundraising strategy. One is, you know, as a nonprofit, we do have some grant funding, but our core funding comes from our local community, and we've tried to build programs that are sustainable in themselves. So we do three core fundraisers every year. The first is our Home and Chef Tour. The second is the accessorized sale. And the third is the golf ball drop in May.
Okay, so that's it. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, an organization with a mission to provide clothing for our children, our school children, from elementary school through high school. And this chapter has actually been going for how long now, Jessica?
This is our 10th anniversary of being a fully formed chapter.
Right. Okay. And so in the studio, I have Jessica Newhall. She is the incoming president of the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, and also Becky Johnson, who is the co-owner of Vintage Hardware. Let's talk then about what special thing is happening now through March 7th at Vintage Hardware. What is the accessorized pop-up shop?
Okay, well, currently Assistance League is there. The pop-up shop started a year ago this February at Vintage Hardware. We had an unusual space, about a 10 by 10 foot space that just, I wasn't quite sure what to do with it, and came up with this idea of having a new evolving vendors that don't have a brick and mortar or don't have that exposure to come in, be introduced at the second Saturday art walk of every month. They're there for approximately 26 days to get that exposure and to try to kind of get their bearings on what it would be like to have that daily responsibility and accountability for their product. This month is super special with our guests, Assistance League, because this is the first nonprofit group that we've had there in the pop-up shop. So they came and they are able to use any of our furniture for props and decorating within their space. And they brought in wonderful, wonderful fun items, wonderful jewelry, bags, one of which I scored a vintage navy blue Gucci bag. So it was so much fun. And then I also know that as far as these two organizations, Assistance League partnering with Vintage Hardware this month, I have seen so many new faces coming in just because Assistance League is there.
Mm. And so where do you find, so when you think about accessories, what are the kinds of things people will find in that little pop-up shop?
Sure. So the accessorized sale was really envisioned it was an annual sale that we traditionally held on Super Bowl Sunday. And a couple years ago, we decided to move that to an every other year endeavor for various reasons. But we do we traditionally have had accessories for the self and home. The pop-up shop at Vintage Hardware is really focused on accessories for the self. So jewelry, handbags, scarves, you know, just general accessories. And the fun part about it is that we have kind of a, you know, not in the most positive way, have a cult following of the accessorized sale, both from people who love to shop it because they know they get incredible bargains on luxury goods, but and more like finding treasures, but also the people who donate. We have women and men who save up their luxury goods that they don't want to give to give away, they save it for Assistance League because they know that we do this accessorized sale. So there really are some incredible treasures to be found, and we're so lucky to have the donations that we have and for Becky and Paul to have created this amazing platform that gives us the opportunity to have the sale this year in our off year.
And Becky, when you started the pop-up shop, I think you mentioned like the one young woman came in and then she now has a business. So why don't you tell her that
story? Yeah, exactly. So our first pop-up guest was Alicia Ned, who I think is extremely popular in our area, created the Naked Lemon Bakery. And so it was kind of unusual to have fresh goods in our pop-ups. So she would bring in fresh baked goods every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So she was just there perhaps 3 days out of the week for that month. And I just adore her. And I am so proud of her because she said her experience being a pop-up is what motivated her to know that she could do this on her own. And so now she does have her own brick and mortar. And that's kind of the point of this this space, is giving these artists, most of them are artists, now we have introduced nonprofits, an opportunity to be somewhere to show their goods, to promote themselves as well, we count on that, and to hopefully launch them in their small business.
You know, for folks who may not know what Vintage Hardware is and what you have, can you tell a little bit about it? Because you moved to your new space on Marine Drive. Tell a little bit about that, please, too.
Sure. Well, Vintage Hardware, like I said, we're going to celebrate our 10th year anniversary this year, is a store that is architectural salvage and home furnishings. One of the things that we like to boast about is that 95 to 98% of our inventory is all local. So we don't source things out. We don't go outside of the county. I think we'd like to if we could, but we have no need because all the wonderful people here in the community that we are able to buy, barter, store credit, or consign with has made that a possibility where we have plenty of merchandise. What I think makes Vintage Hardware unique is perhaps our custom pieces. So one could come in and be inspired and buy the raw goods, the materials like an old salvaged window or old door, and create their own headboard, or they can find it by something that we've taken and repurposed and created as a one-of-a-kind piece.
Yes, and you never know. It's always, I love the idea of the element of surprise. And with these generic big box stores and shopping where it's all the same everywhere, one of the things I love about our downtown, about Astoria's downtown, is that you have these little mom and pop shops. You have these special places like Vintage where you can walk in and you don't know what you're going to find. It's a surprise. It's a treasure hunt.
It is for me every day as well. So, like, for instance, right now we have like a machine that makes dentures, and we have a box full of sample dentures that look like teeth that everybody is crazy about and laughing about. And then we have a pair of identical twin cows trophies mounted up on the wall that somebody brought in. So I never know myself what's going to come through that big paprika door.
That's right. So something for every taste, really, almost, yeah. In a way.
Yes.
Yeah. And so the pop-up shop, when you moved in, that's, you found that space. And so you've had other businesses who, like you mentioned, Alicia Ned and Naked Lemon. And now this is the first time you've done the nonprofit.
Right, right. So we have an application if you're interested in being a pop-up guest of ours. You can come into Vintage Hardware, get the application to see how it works. We've had just amazing artists in there, and some coming up as well. The last vendor, she made fantastic light fixtures that we're still carrying now, that look like, you know, pipe and very steampunk and industrial. And we've had sign makers, hand-painted signs. We also host unusual guests too, like Clatsop Coin will be coming in during the month, I think this spring, because it's National Coin Day. And so he stays there the entire 7 days to man it as his own little shop, whereas most people set it up and come in and replenish and redecorate it, and then we just take care of the sales and cut them a check, you know, the following month.
So Assistance League, in the case of Assistance League, you're bringing in merchandise. So you're going to be there until March 7th. So, and it's open, you're open 7 days a week, right?
Yes.
And so you can, people can come into the accessorized shop right there.
Right.
And you're bringing in new, I mean, sometimes you come in and freshen it up.
Yeah, so we're replenishing items on a weekly basis. You know, it's interesting to know that the National Assistance League organization has 120 chapters throughout the United States. And most of those chapters actually own and operate their own thrift stores. This was not something that our chapter wanted to take on. We, you know, did a thorough evaluation and decided that there were a lot of other partners in the community who are serving that need, and that wasn't something that we needed to do. And so it was such a unique and exciting opportunity to marry this broader mission that we have, and this actual, you know, initiative that the National Assistance League has with these thrift stores, these brick and mortar thrift stores, to be able to partner with an incredible company like Vintage Hardware to get out and, you know, put our wares out there. And who knows, maybe 20 years from now, we'll have a brick and mortar store. But I would rather, you know, work with organizations like Becky's, who are so community minded and have such incredible followings. You know, we're just really lucky from the Assistance League perspective.
And the Assistance League is 100% volunteer run, isn't it?
We are 100% volunteer run. So we do not have an executive director. We're run by a volunteer board of directors. And we have about 100 members who are active out in the community fundraising and dressing the children, most importantly, and executing the rest of our programs that focus on children in need. And we're always looking for new members. So if you're interested in getting involved, if accessories aren't your thing, but you want to, you know, really make an impact in your community with children, reach out. Our website is assistanceleaguecp.org, and there's an email address on there that you can reach out and get in touch with our member services. Or if you're interested in donating in other ways, please reach out. We're always looking for gift cards, particularly at the stores where we buy clothing, or you know, contributions to our other fundraising activities.
And okay, so that's Assistance League C, as in Columbia, P as in Pacific. AssistanceLeagueCP.org is the website.
Yes, thank you.
And when is your next fundraiser coming up?
So we have our next fundraiser is very fun. It is the golf ball drop, the annual golf ball drop, which takes place May 12th. And this is where we sell raffle tickets, and the Bar Pilot's helicopter drops 2,000 golf balls onto the driving range at the Astoria Golf and Country Club, and those balls closest to the pin win some fabulous prizes. So we're ramping that program up right now and looking forward to having a very successful golf ball drop May 12th.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll learn more about this as we go along. So we just have a few minutes left. Becky, anything else you'd like the listening audience to know about either the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific or the accessory pop-up shop at Vintage?
Well, I would just like to encourage everybody to come by the store. We're open 7 days a week, and really check out the inventory that's in the pop-up. These ladies, I'm one of their biggest fans, and I love everybody that's involved. The volunteers with Assistance League are just gems in our community, and what they do for our kids is unbelievable. So I know personally, whatever I can do to support this organization, I will do. And so I'd like to invite you all to Vintage Hardware, their pop-up shop, to come find some wonderful treasures to support Assistance League.
Excellent. And Jessica?
I'd just like to thank Becky Johnson for the opportunity to have Assistance League in the pop-up. This is a unique opportunity that we wouldn't have otherwise had, and having her as a partner for our organization has multi-layers. So not only the accessorized sale, but she's been a great supporter of ours in other programs. And thank you, Donna, for allowing us to be here. We truly are a community organization.
That's so true. And you know what? A listener has asked me before we went on the, about the Home and Chef Tour. Can you just quickly mention that? I know that's a ways away, but
absolutely. So we do the Home and Chef Tour every October.
That's right.
And we are gearing up for next year's Home and Chef Tour. So we feature.
Wait, 2018.
What year are we in? Yes, 2018, fall. Okay. Yes, so it'll be this coming fall.
Okay.
So we have quite a ways out. Right. We're still determining location and have some exciting things in the works, but we'll reveal some of that later in the year. But we're always open to people who want to showcase their homes. Please reach out to us. We also feature, you know, a number of local chefs, and it's a great time.
Right. I love the fact that it does feel so supported locally here in Clatsop County, and that, again, that need. If you make a difference in the life of a young person, that can change everything for them.
Right.
Everything.
Exactly. And we really try. You know, we're seeing that companies are getting more and more requests for donations. So we're really trying to create programs that are sustainable in themselves, that don't just rely on companies to donate or companies to sponsor, that have value in themselves. And that's a really important thing for us at the Assistance League, is to not keep going to the same well, you know, that we're really trying to be resilient on our own.
Thank you both so much for all the good work you're doing in our community. And so if you'd like more information about the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, and you want to be involved, you want to buy a gift card at a store for so we can clothe local children here through Assistance League, you can go to their website, assistanceleaguecp.org, and that vintage pop-up the pop-up shop at Vintage for the Assistance League is happening there through March 7th. So you can go visit that too. Thank you both so much. And Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, again, so much gratitude. And my thanks to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's good for body, mind, and spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well. Focus on those things and on the fact that you are doing the best you can. So give yourself a loving and compassionate hug for that, for being uniquely you, and for being here now, in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.